stations. Here is your suggested lead. Immigration reform seems to have stalled, but has it? And if so, can it be revived? Jennifer Ninier is from Richmond, Virginia, and spoke with reporter Christopher Michael about this broken immigration system. She is an immigration lawyer. In 3, 2, 1. Everyone talks about the broken immigration system, but how broken is it really?
Well, I hope it's not irretrievably broken, but it definitely needs a complete overhaul. I would say that the system is in need of a comprehensive fix. Right now, the move tends to be more toward piecemeal legislation, and if that's the only way we can get it done, that's all right. But what we really need is a comprehensive overhaul that looks at all aspects of our system, not just the tremendous problem that we have with the millions of undocumented people who are here, and we definitely need to do something to address that, but also with regard to our existing system of legal immigration, which is also broken and hopelessly outdated and in terrible need of reform.
Now, the rules seem to be extraordinarily complex, and they have a great effect on, among other things, business.
That is absolutely true. We've just seen a tremendous example of that in the past couple of weeks. There are these artificial limitations and quotas on the numbers of work visas that are available. The most commonly used work visa category is the H-1B, which is currently capped at a total of 85,000 each year. And in the very first week that those numbers became available for the fiscal year this year, USCIS received 233,000 petitions for those 85,000 slots. So there's very clearly a supply-demand problem here that Congress needs to address and fix in order to get the businesses, the workers that they need to keep our economy growing and getting strong again.
Jennifer Ninier, this is Christopher Michael reporting.